produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Oh, hello, hello. It's Danita DeReese with Your Finances, Your Future. You know, we always get into the conversations of finances and getting your life right with your money. So last time I talked, we talked about the laws, the credit laws that help us consumers be protected from collectors and credit bureaus. So this week we're going to talk about what exactly is the credit report. You know we get the credit report, and a lot of it just has a lot of numbers and your, you know, bills that you have on there, your credit cards that you have on there. But really understanding and going into the credit report and how to read it and what things to look for. So the credit report reports pretty much is your history from the time of 18, from the time you got credit. And it reports everything up until now to your current credit that you have. What you don't want to do is close credit cards, because if you have a credit card and you've had that credit card for, let's say, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, and you just don't use the card anymore, well, that card is probably the card is your longest length of history. So you don't want to cancel out cards that you have for a long time, because that messes up your credit history, which is a very important part of the credit business. So once you cancel that, you will see a significant drop in your score because you canceled out your longest history of credit. So let's just make sure we don't go and start canceling cards because we're not using them. You're not using them. Fill your car tank up with it every 6 months. So, you know, put $10 on it, $15 on it, and just keep it active. And that way the company won't cancel a card from being inactive. Now, what a lot of people don't know, and they probably do know, is that companies are out to make money. And if you're not using that card, they will cancel it without your knowledge. They'll send you a letter in the mail and say, we've canceled your card due to inactivity. So you don't want them to do that either. So if you don't have a card, just go, and even if it's a store card too, just go and use it every twice a year. If you want to just use it twice a year, don't put anything large. You want to go buy a pair of socks or something, you know, something you probably need, and just pay that whole entire, just pay that $15 bill off or 18, whatever dollar bill off the following month. The important things on your report, well, why they are so important, is the negative information, the late information, the defaults, your medical bills, your collections, your charge-offs, your repos, tax liens, bankruptcy, anything of that can be delinquent on your, anything that's a negative on your credit report. You want to make sure you're looking at all of those areas, because they will drop your score tremendously in scores. Now, mind you, the credit system is built on a number system, 300 to 850. 850 being excellent, 300 is poor. So you got you got all of that fight. Was it 550 points that you can play with to get to excellent credit, good credit, better. You know, you want to stay between good and excellent credit. Fair credit to get you some credit cards, but they will come with some high interest. You may have to do a secure card where you have to put some money down and you just keep using your money on that card. The card has your money on it, so you just keep using your money on that particular card. Now, when you're looking at your credit report, you want to look at things such as you want to make sure your name. To me, I like for my name to be spelled right. So I don't want my name to be spelled incorrectly. So I'm just one of those people that say, hey, can you call and ask the credit bureaus just to correct the spelling of your name. If you don't have to send a letter, you can actually just pick up the phone and call them and just have them change the spelling of your name. I just like people's names to be spelled correctly. So this way that you will not get somebody's information on your report that don't belong to you or they try to throw it to you. I don't like when they put AKA my name, you know, also known as, you know, because you may have been married before. So they have all this information. They have you as your maiden name. Then they have you as your married name. So I don't like having also known as on it. Those aren't like really things that will do anything to your credit report. But if you're just someone who enjoys having their name spelled correctly when you're receiving mail, I know my internet bill, it was spelled wrong. My last name was spelled wrong. And I called them to change it. And for some reason, she changed it. She said it's the correct spelling the way I said I to spell it. But she did not, I don't know if she didn't hit submit. I don't know. But my next two bills, it was still spelled incorrectly. So I had to call again to make sure that they spelled my last name correct. If you have a lot of addresses on your credit report, you may just want to make sure you have the last few houses you live in or where have you probably lived probably the last 10 years or so on your credit report. Because if you have a collections and they don't have the correct address and it goes to your old address, then, you know, if they send out a summons or something for you to go to court, you'll never get it. But I like to have my current address on where I currently live at on my credit report too. So that's like the personal information part of your credit report that you're going to get, and you're going to look at the credit report and you're going to make sure all your information is correct and make sure, like I said, in the last recording that I did, you know, if you have the same name as your father, you had the same name as your mother, you want to make sure that that information is also corrected and their information is not on your report, which happens quite often that, you know, someone who has the same name, the information is on their credit report. Now, the score part portion, that 300 to 850, you want to get close to, I would say, you know, with credit, you want to get close to that 800 as possible to get things with no down payment, low interest. You want to get close to that 800 possible. And to get that 800 credit score, it do take time to do. You know, you have to learn what areas that you need to make sure you have the points in each area on your credit report. Because, like I said, we're dealing with the credit industry, and the credit industry thinks you don't know anything. So they just think you don't know nothing. You know, they just, you know, they're out, like I said before, they're out to make money. And if they're not, you're just a social security number to them. So they're not going to call you and say, TransUnion, we have your A, B, and C card, and it says that you owe, let's say, $1,000, but we wanted to make sure that was correct. They're not going to call you and ask you that information because they want it to stay wrong because they make money from it. And, you know, you have to fight for your own rights for your credit report and make sure it's up to date and make sure it's literally 100% across the board correct with all three credit bureaus agencies. Because, like I said, you're just a social security number. That's all you are. That's all. They don't know you personally. They don't know what you look like. They just know what your social security number is. And they just get all that information from the creditors who send them the information. And that's all they care. That's all they care about. Just, you know, keeping your information wrong. No, like I said, no one from either of those agencies, bureaus, are going to call you and say, your information is wrong. Let's sit here and update it so we have the right information. Not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Not going to happen at all. So when you look at your credit report, you want to look at payments that has delinquent or derogatory next to it. You want to have stuff that says lack of sufficient credit history on a bank card or revolving accounts. You want to look at, do you have anything that says you have too many delinquent accounts? You want to see if it has, you know, about your student loan. Is your student loan accurate? You know, a lot of people have problems with student loans, especially when they want to buy a house, because it looks like they owe a lot of money, because each semester, when you take out a loan, it shows up as a new loan, although it's under the same ID number or loan number, but it still shows up as a new loan. So you want to make sure that, you know, you can, you know, when it comes to student loans, look at possibly consolidating in the loan, so it could just look like one loan and not look like you have 12 or 15 loans. Because like I said, each semester you get a new loan. So if you're going to school for 4 years, that's already 8 loans already, because it's per semester. Semesters is summer and spring semester. So that's already like 8 loans on your report. And let's say you go for your master's, that's another 2 years. So that's like another 4 loans. So you got to, you know, that now you're up to about 12 loans on your credit report, when it's only technically 2 loans, your bachelor's probably and your master's, but it shows up each time you take out a loan. So then that makes your credit report look real, like you don't have enough money to even pay back those loans. So that's part of the debt to ratio portion of your credit report. And that's a very important part, because the debt to ratio, that's when people are looking at the underwriters are looking to see if they want to give you the loan or the credit card. So your debt to ratio is very, very important when you are using, when you're going after something you want. So like I said, just in general, you have to fight for yourself when it comes to your credit score. You definitely have to fight for yourself. You don't want to give up. And if you can't do it yourself, and I think a lot of people, you can do your credit yourself. It just takes time and take you a little time to learn it. But if you can't do it yourself, just seek out some professional help and let them do all the work for you. Also, with credit reports, you want to keep some type of a credit monitoring system on your report, because if anything goes or somebody tried to do any type of fraudulent activity on your credit file, that your credit cards, or, you know, try to take out a loan in another state, buy a car in another state, house, boat, anything like that. I know it happened to my brother. Somebody was in Texas trying to take out a $14,000 loan. And he got the alert on his phone, and they called him and asked him, was he the one trying to take out the money? He's like, no, I'm in Buffalo. You know, I don't even live in Texas. So someone was trying to take some money out in his name and get a loan. And then I think somebody tried to take out for a car. So, you know, he had to put fraudulent and identity theft on his credit file. So therefore, you want to keep a monitoring system so that they can alert you if something suspicious is happening. And those monitoring systems are like $29 a month, but it's well worth it. I always say, if you can pay for cable in your house, you can pay for a credit monitoring system. And you can also, I mean, if you really look at it, it's really there to help you out, because if you do incur some type of identity theft, it is such a headache for you to do it alone. You know, you got to get the police report. You got to contact the FBI and IRS. And it's a lot of steps that you have to take. And with the credit monitoring systems, a lot of them have that lawyer on call, and they have like up to like $1 million in theft identity theft protection to help you, and they'll help you do the process with you, instead of you trying to go do it by yourself. And I know you've seen plenty of commercials on TV that, you know, shows identity theft information, and you just, like I said, you want to get one of those just to protect yourself, just to keep yourself clean. I know I use Identity IQ, and what I like about that particular company is that they give you all your credit information, your credit scores, it gives you your credit report, it gives you your credit number, your score, I should say, it gives you your credit score so that you can, you know, keep track of what's going on. And they will alert you every month if something's suspicious. They'll alert you when you try to open up a card because they don't know it's you. So they'll alert you if you're trying to open up a card also. So all these steps is what you is keep trying to keep your credit report from tanking down, for going in the negative. So when you get your credit report, you want to look and see, like I said, like I mentioned, you want to see how many accounts do you have open total between TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Now, a lot of them is not going to match. So Equifax for your accounts, Equifax may say you got, let's say you got 34 accounts open. TransUnion might say you got 32. Experian might say you got 38. Now, that happens because a lot of cards don't report to all agencies. But you can give the card a call and ask them to report it for you so you can have it going across all three credit bureaus. So that's probably why that won't show 100% accurate as far as your accounts. And then you want to look at your open accounts. What accounts do you have open? Do they all match? Do you have, you know, so your open accounts, it's going to say, you know, you got like 13 open accounts. So that 13 open accounts, it should be across all three bureaus and make sure that that it's reporting that also. The next thing you want to look at is your closed accounts. How many accounts that was closed in the past? Whether that be you paid a bill off or you paid the collections off, it got closed. Whether you got a mortgage, possibly that probably fell off your report. If you had something on your report for 7 years, that possibly came off your report. It just depends on what's on your report. Then you want to look at your delinquents and see, you know, delinquents is, you know, what is your late payments? Do you have late payments? And why are your, you know, what caused your payments to be late? So what caused your payments to be late? If you know you're going to have a late payment or you know you can't pay something on time, just give the creditor a call and let them know what's going on in your life. They may give you a 30-day extension, a 45-day extension. They may put your bill on hold. So it's always nice to be open up to the creditor so they know what exactly is going on with you, especially if you have any type of loan, a mortgage, or a car note, anything like that. Just give them a call and say that you're having hard times, because a lot of companies have hardship policies, and their hardship policies can be something that can help you out temporarily. And I say temporarily because they only probably give you maybe 30 to 4 months. You never know. With today times, you know, a lot of places have given the people hardships so up to a year. So at least like with mortgages, if you know you're having a hard time paying your mortgage, the mortgage company may, you know, give you up to a year to get your finances in order. And what they're going to do is they're just going to put this year on the back end of your mortgage or the back end of your loan or anything like that. So you want to just make sure that you are in contact with the creditor to who provided you with the loan to make sure that you don't go into default or anything like that, because you don't want to default will drop your score tremendously if you let your bills get into the default standing. So again, once you want to keep going down on your credit report, and you want to see if you have any collections. If you have any collections, you want to make sure your collections are your accounts. There are several ways to deal with collections. You can, of course, you can dispute them with the credit bureaus if you feel like something on there is inaccurate. You can dispute with the credit collection agency if you feel like something is inaccurate, or you want them to prove that that bill is yours. They have to, you know, send you paperwork saying how they know that bill is exactly yours. But, or you can do a pay for deletion. And what that really means is if I pay you the remainder of this bill, please delete this off my credit file. So that's another way to deal with creditor collections, credit collection agencies too. But you don't have to really, like I said, you feel like you're being hassled. I said this in the last recording. If you feel like you're being hassled or you feel like you're being harassed and by the collection agencies, you just send them a cease letter and tell them not to contact you via phone and only via mail, via postal mail. Once you go down a little bit more on your credit file, you'll start, you know, you want to see what the balances are. Balances. So the balance will be applied to everything that you owe from your collections. It would be from your mortgage. It would be from your car note and, you know, any bills that you have listed as your credit cards and store cards and things of that nature. So those will all be in your balance. And you can tally it all up yourself to see what to make sure that is the correct balance. Now, remember that balance, and you know, things have to be across 100% across the whole entire three bureaus. So make sure everything is reading across. So on the bureaus, you're going to see on your account history, you're going to look at your account. Make sure your accounts match the account number, I should say. Make sure your account number match and that is not the wrong account number. So you got to look at your mortgage. Make sure that's the right account number. You got to look at your car loan. Make sure it's the right account number. You got to look at your credit cards. Make sure it's the right account number. You got to look at your retail store cards. Make sure it's the right account number. So you want to go through that and make sure it's the right account number. You want to make sure the account type is correct too. So you want your mortgage to say mortgage and make sure it's not saying an auto loan. You want to make sure if it's a store card, it's going to say retail. So you want to make sure your account type is also correct on your credit report. The account status, if the account is open. So you can't have, I've seen that Experian and TransUnion had the account open, but Equifax had the account closed. So that's an error right there. So you need to write both of those bureaus letting them know that that account is closed on one. Why isn't it closed on this particular, in your business, your company, Experian or Equifax? I mean, TransUnion, you want to make sure you check with them and say, hey, can you delete this because it's closed on the other credit bureau's files? You want to check your monthly payment history. So if you know your mortgage is $965, I don't know what mortgage is nowadays, but you know, $1,200, it should say that particular amount going across the whole, across all three bureaus. One shouldn't say $950, the other one say $975, and the other one say $900, because that's not your mortgage. So you want to make sure that mortgage amount the monthly payment amount is also correct going all the way across. Now, the other portion is, when did you open this account? You know, the date that the account was actually open. So if you opened the account on, let's say you opened the account on August 1st, 2015, and TransUnion have August 1st, 2015, Equifax have August 30th, 2015, but Experian has August 15th, 2020. So all of those are wrong. So that's what is inaccurate on your report. And these little things are little things that can possibly bring your score down just a little bit. It's not going to bring it down a lot, but it will bring it down a little bit. So you want to definitely make sure that you are checking to make sure that that is correct also on your credit report. Next, you want to definitely look at the balance. What is the balance that you owe on your mortgage? What is the balance that you owe on your car? What is the balance that you owe on your credit cards? What is the balance you owe on your retail store cards? What is the balance you owe on your loan? Again, that should read 100% all the way across. This is what is called factual disputing. You want to, if you need to dispute anything, you don't have to say this isn't yours, because I'm pretty sure on your credit report it's going to show something that's inaccurate. So it's going to be factually true because it's not accurate. So you can write and, you know, write the credit bureaus and let them know what's wrong and what you want them to do. You have to tell them what you want them to do. Look at your monthly turns, number of months for the turns for your loans. Is your loan for your mortgage 360 months, 460 months, 560 months? That should go all the way across too. And they should have that listed on there always. But you don't know if your mortgage is in good standings, leave it alone. That's one thing I forgot to mention before. If you know your stuff is in good standings, leave them alone. But you know things that you that's bringing your score down, those are the ones you want to tackle within 24 months. You don't want to do anything. Not saying that you don't want to do anything after 24 months, but 24 months is the period where the bureaus and stuff, this credit score is going to hurt the worst. So you want to make sure you look at everything within the last 24 months. And then after that, you feel like you need to go after anything else, you go after it if need be. Have an understanding that if you have things in collections, and let's say it's over like $3,600, they probably will send you a lawsuit pretty much saying because they want their money. So be careful on when how you dispute, because you don't want to dispute everything, which I should get in the topic of that too. But you don't want to dispute everything. You dispute everything, they you can bring your score down because you just want to dispute the inaccurate items. Then you want to go to your high credit limits. If your high credit limit is right, you want to look at your payment status to see if it's current. If it's current, or do it says late in there, do it says delinquent in there. You want to check all of that to make sure that is current. You want to look at the last date reported. Your last date reported is when the last time you've actually you paid a bill and they reported it over to the credit bureaus. Your date of last activity and your date of last payment. So all of those you want to definitely check to make sure that they're all correct and that they are being recorded correctly. So I hope this helps a lot. We're going to keep going into this and making sure that they are that you are aware of how to fix your credit report. I'm going to sign off and say have a good evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are located in the world. I hope you are doing extremely well. This is Vanita Dorice with Your Future and Your Finances. We have to get our money together, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening, afternoon, or morning.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.